Natalie Portman, thanks so much for having a chat to Triple J. It's great to have you on the line. Tell us about this brand new film you're in, Black Swan. What's it all about?
Oh, well, thanks so much for having me on your show. My new film, Black Swan, is about a young ballerina who gets promoted to be a principal dancer and who starts struggling with her artistic identity.
Now, your character, Nina, is a bunhead. Am I pronouncing that correctly? A bunhead? What's a bunhead?
Well, bunhead is sort of a ballet world term for a nerd, like the girl who shows up like extra early and meets with the teacher afterwards to show them how good she is and wears her hair in a perfect bun every day, because a lot of the girls would be a little messier. And I learned that it's cool to wear your tights outside of your leotard, but very uncool to wear your tights under your leotard, and that's sort of what a bunhead would do.
You're going to be the coolest ballet dancer around, Natalie Portman.
I don't know about that.
What about your history with ballet, Natalie? I mean, you danced a little bit as a kid, I think that's right, and then you had to go into a lot of training in order to prepare yourself for this role.
Yeah, I danced until I was like 12 or 13, but then I didn't start again until I started training for the film, which is when I was 27. So I had a long break in between. So it was almost like starting from scratch, but luckily I had a whole year and really the best in the ballet world helping me prepare.
Did you just take the role so you could get back into shape?
Well, it was definitely part of the appeal of the role that I got to learn ballet from the best ballet dancers in the world.
Can I say, I don't say that with any disrespect. I was just saying, I saw a photo shoot you did recently with a very fancy magazine, and there's you on the front cover looking lovely and beautiful, and then in the corner, there's an ad for a feature inside the magazine, and the feature was called Why We Get Fat. It's Not What You Think.
Oh, really? That's funny.
You must be annoyed that your front cover had that advertised next to your face.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. That's funny.
We're chatting to Natalie Portman on Triple J this morning. She's in this brand new film called Black Swan. Natalie, this film is a psychological thriller. You actually have a psychology degree. Did your degree assist when you were preparing for this role in this psychological thriller?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of things I was able to sort of notice in the character that I had learned about in school, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder and sort of ritualistic behavior and dissociative behaviors where you can sort of experience yourself outside of your body. All of those really helped.
Black Swan was directed by Darren Aronofsky, who did The Wrestler and a whole bunch of other really great films. Is it true, Natalie, that you started talking to Darren about this project back in 2000? Is that how long projects take to get made in Hollywood?
Yeah, we talked about the film for the first time almost 10 years ago. And yeah, you know, with these kinds of movies that are smaller budget and more original, you know, this isn't like a copy of Avatar or something, you know. This is its very own unique thing. And so it's very hard to get financing for this kind of movie.
Did you like Avatar, by the way?
I did. I really liked it. But, you know, the typical thing in Hollywood is when a movie like that becomes famous, very popular, then they just try and copy it.
I have to say, Natalie, this is a little bit surreal for me to be talking to you, because there's a whole bunch of Natalie Portman love out there. There was a guy that used to work on this radio station called Scott Dooley, who hosted the Drive show, and at the end of every show, he'd do this segment called Asking Out Natalie Portman, where he'd play all this lovely music, and then he'd officially ask you out. Yeah, I don't know if that ever actually got back to you.
No, I didn't hear about that, but that's very flattering.
It's crazy huge. And also, there's that great Chaos song, I Wish I Knew Natalie Portman. You know, there's a lot of affection for you. How do you deal with some of your most fervent fans who love a bit of Portman?
Oh, well, I mean, it's so nice. I mean, it's really, you know, people are on the whole very kind to me, and I really appreciate it. And it's a great feeling. I mean, the most you can hope for when you make a movie is that people really respond to it positively, and you always want people to respond to the work you make.
You've had a bit of fun with that, though, actually. This is you teaming up with The Lonely Island, who people may know from their work like Dick in a Box and that kind of stuff on Saturday Night Live. This is you doing a little bit of a rap with them.
You,
Natalie.
I want you too.
Please.
It's important.
Please.
I'll kill your dog for fun, so don't push me.
Can you explain to us how the Natalie Portman rap came about?
Yeah, well, when I did Saturday Night Live, which I don't know if you get it in Australia, do you?
Like on cable TV we do, yes, but mainly it's through the internet and stuff that people would be familiar with that, I think.
Yeah, so it's like a, you know, comedy, live comedy show in the States. They asked me what kind of things I was into, and I was like, well, this is probably surprising, but I really like sort of gangster rap, big Lil' Kim fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so we wrote that song. I mean, they wrote almost all of that. And, yeah, it was really, really, really fun.
You're very hardcore. I wouldn't like to meet you in a dark alley, Natalie Portman.
Yes, I'm very, very fierce.
I've also read that you're starting to get into the production side of things too, Natalie. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep. I started a production company called Handsome Charlie, Handsome Charlie Films, about 2 years ago with my partner, Annette Savage. And our first movie that we produced called Hesher is coming out later this year. We're just trying to make movies that we're interested in seeing. Hesher is its very own unique story, and we're producing movies sort of all different genres.
What's next for you, Natalie Portman? I've read that you're lined up to play the role of Jane Foster in the film adaptation of the Marvel comic Thor. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you guys wrapped shooting on that, or have you still got a bit to go?
Yeah, it's coming out in May in the States.
If you don't know Thor, it's about Norse gods, and Odin's in there, and there's a magic hammer and crazy stuff like that. You play a scientist, Natalie. Are you annoyed that you're not like a Norse god with magical powers and stuff?
No, not at all. Humans have many incredible powers. And you have an Aussie in it. Our Thor's an Australian, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How was he? Did he do a good job?
He's the greatest. He's such a sweetheart. He's a great actor.
Do you have to say that, though?
I have to say it, but I actually mean it.
Natalie Portman, thanks so much for your time. It's been awesome chatting to you. Any plans to come to Australia anytime soon?
I hope so. I love it there, so we'll see. Hopefully soon.
Awesome. Natalie Portman, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Tom and Alex. Triple J.